everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hey, everybody, welcome to The Kelly O Show. And today I'm introducing myself. This is going to be the first of many Kelly O solo shows. And I have actually had this be a very popular request. That sounds incredibly egocentric of me, but I think you know that where I'm coming from. A lot of you have asked for me to, some of my YouTube fans have asked me to do podcasts that are similar to my Ramble-on-a-thons that I started way back in the day on YouTube. And a lot of times when I go on a story escapade on Instagram, a lot of people have said, you know, that would make a great video, that would make a great podcast. So that's what I'm doing. When I have great thoughts or something that I'm like, you know what, that's a little bit too long for Instagram, and maybe it's not something that's necessarily a video, I'm gonna hit it up here and make it into a solo show. So I won't necessarily do an intro for all of these shows in the future. This is the first of many to come. And certainly if you've been following me for a while and you know anything that I choose to talk about that you want me to do a show on, don't hesitate to ping me on my website. Kelly@kellyalexa.com is my email. You can fill out the contact me form on kellyalexa.com. And for now, sit back and enjoy this episode on belief. Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show and Kelly O Solo. It's amazing how much that all just mellifluously flowed off of my tongue, didn't it? It's like a perfect... I love how that all sounded. Kelly O Show, Kelly O Solo. It's perfect. It sounds like a Toyota commercial. Anyway, I am going to be doing some of these shows solo when I have a pedestal that I need to get onto and talk to you guys about something. And today I really felt compelled to talk about something that struck me in the past week about myself. So many of you ladies know that I'm sharing lessons, and I'm using myself as an example. I'm keeping it as real as possible and being ridiculously transparent about my struggles, these aha moments I have had in my life, whether it's about, you know, from a business perspective, from a financial perspective, from a relationship, family perspective, from a fitness perspective, whatever it is. And many, many times some of these lessons overlap. That's what I love. You know, sometimes you can learn a concept that I swear every time I record a podcast, either somebody with an obnoxious car drives by or that the landscapers decide to work right outside my window. It never fails. But luckily, I'm not that obsessive about worrying about background noise. Anyway, I just thought I would make a note of it for you guys. So anyway, a lot of times when I'll learn a lesson, I remember one time when I was in a yin yoga class. And if you haven't taken a yin yoga class, yin yoga classes are when you get into a stretch or a pose, and you hold that stretch for upwards of 3 to 5 minutes. And it can be the most humbling experience you'll ever have. And I remember one time that I was taking a yin yoga class and I was in a stretch and I just wanted to give up. My hamstrings were so tight. It was one of those stretches where you had to kind of, you're seated and you have your legs straight out in front of you and you're trying to lean over and grab your toes. And again, with my tight hamstrings, I was not able to grab much. And you have to hold for 5 minutes. And when you can't do the pose and you look around you, and of course you shouldn't be doing that in yoga. You shouldn't be looking around you and comparing yourself to other people. But I was, and I was, you know, intimidated, but I'm like, I'm not going to stop. And I remember I could barely grab the tops of my toes, but I focused on just breathing. And as uncomfortable as it was, I was just keep breathing. And lo and behold, by the time I got to the end of 5 minutes, I hadn't even noticed it. But instead of my fingertips barely touching the tips of my toes, my fingertips were now, you know, maybe midway through the top part of my feet. I'm not going to lie to you and say, oh, I was touching the heels of my, you know, the bottoms of my heels. No, but I'd made movement. And I remember having this sense in a fitness class, right? So here I am in a hot, sweaty yoga class. And I left and I'm like, that's such a metaphor for life. And those of you that have been following me know that the way that I learn very effectively is through metaphor and analogy. And it certainly is a way that I feel more comfortable teaching or leading, being able to share something in a very common sense matter. Usually it's related to food because I like to eat. But in this case, I remember going, God, that's such an analogy for life. You know, we get into an uncomfortable situation, but if we can just, you know, endure it and essentially, or, you know, figuratively speaking, breathe through it and remind ourselves, like, we're going to get through this. This is doable. As Marie Forleo says, it's figure outable, right? Then we're going to progress. We're going to come out stronger. And your muscles, in that case, from a literal perspective, when you're in a yin yoga class, your muscles will succumb to the work. They'll respond to the work that you're doing. And the same thing happens in life. When we have a difficult situation, if we face it and don't run from it, we're inevitably going to have what we do for work create results for us. But too often, and I was one of them certainly when it came to yoga or many things, if we run at the first sign of trouble and stay in the proverbial comfort zone, you're never going to grow. If I never gave yin yoga a chance again, and really this could be said of anything you do in yoga or really any fitness pursuit, if you keep quitting and starting something new, you'll never progress. But if you keep going back and kind of accept that you're going to have some moments of discomfort, you're going to have some muscle pain, that's when the growth happens, right? And so that to me is how I learn. I can learn things that apply to life in the gym. And this phrase, I remember saying it on Instagram and going, oh, that's a podcast. Actually, a couple of you wrote into me and said, you should do a podcast on that. We'll probably do an Instagram on this. But there was one morning last week where I found myself in my inner dialogue, my inner self-talk saying, oh my God, how am I going to, and I don't remember what it was, but I was like, you know, how am I going to, it had something to do with weight loss, you know, hitting my macros. How am I going to do this? You know? And I said, no, I'm not going to say that. That's giving myself an out. That's giving myself, I've become very aware of how my mindset has been and how my attitude has been focused on my limitations and my challenges rather than absolute fundamental belief in myself. Because when I am in that latter mindset, 100% belief in myself, I kick ass. When I doubt myself, like so many of us do, and I focus on my problems and everything that has gone wrong in the past, number one, that's actually time spent wasted because you're literally sitting, standing on the phone, on Instagram, texting with somebody, talking about your problems. That's all the time you spend talking about your problems is time you're not at the gym. It's time you're not out earning more income. It's time you're not learning a new skill so that you can earn more income. I mean, it's time that you can't get back that you spent complaining. So that's bad enough as it is. But there really is something to be said. And for those of you that think it's, you know, too spiritual or too, you know, out there, too hoo-ha to talk about, you know, your level of vibration or where you put your energy, start doing some research because there's so much data to back this up. What you think about and where you put your energy is what is going to grow. Now, however you want to define the word grow, have at it. You know, if you don't believe in the law of attraction or in manifestation, call it what you will. But again, when you focus only on your problems and your limitations, that's what will grow, your problems and your limitations. Because typically, and it's kind of like, let me do a sidebar here. Here's another me showing you another example so that you can understand this. When I say what you focus on grows, it's kind of common sense, right? The same kind of common sense when people, there are a lot of great trainers out there that I feature on the Kelly O Show Instagram who are saying, look, it doesn't matter if you do keto, if you do paleo, if you do clean eating, if you do intuitive eating, if you do intermittent fasting. The bottom line is all of those diets or diet approaches are ultimately making these people who are experiencing success eat less and they're in a caloric deficit and they're losing weight. So there's a lot of like people like that that are going, this is common sense, right? Same thing here. If you focus, if your mind is only focused on your limitations and all the failures you've had in the past, you're probably not going to move as, what's the word I'm looking for? You're not going to move as fast into action on something new, on your, let's just put it simply, like if you're focusing on your weight loss and your fat loss, and you've had nothing, you feel like, have you found yourself saying, I've tried everything and I haven't been able to lose weight? Every year and in January, I say I'm going to go on a diet, and then I go to the gym and I hit the treadmill and I go on a diet and I never lose weight. If that's the story that you keep playing in your head, how likely is it that you're going to go sign up for a CrossFit, you know, membership, or maybe sign up for a yoga membership at a studio, or go sign up for a spin class and just attack it with fervor, right? Highly unlikely, because you're going to spend more time going, you know what? I've tried all that. I'm going to stay home and watch Netflix, or I'm going to go out with my friends and enjoy life because I've tried that. It's too much effort. So just from you can either look at it from a theoretical standpoint, what you put your mind towards is going to grow. So your excuses, your disappointments, your looking back and at your disappointments and your failures, that's only going to grow. Whether it's that you're just going to spend your time on other things because you won't even let yourself try to succeed, or it's because that's what your brain is focused on, and therefore for more of a theoretical, vibrational, manifestational point of view, that's what's going to grow. Let me tell you, there's so much that can happen when you change your mindset. And for me, that morning, when I said to myself, I caught myself going, how am I going to, you know, stick to this caloric deficit or whatever it was? How am I going to do this? Like, or was it, I think, how am I going to cut my, I got my macros from my trainer and I was like, how am I going to get to like 40 grams of fat? I'm just making up a number. 40 grams of fat or less a day. I've been doing like 100. And I just remember going, who am I to say, how am I going to do that? I'm changing my attitude. And I'm going to say, you know what? This is what I know I'm supposed to do. I'm going to do it. And I realized that's why I went on Instagram, of course, and I shared it. And I had more people write me and go, I've been doing the same thing. I find myself more often than not saying, how am I going to do this? Or the second phase of that is, oh, I've tried everything. I've done that. Sure, Kelly, I've been tracking my calories. I know what I'm eating. Like, we've all been there where if we are disappointed in our results, in the gym, with our body fat, with our weight on the scale, with our level of debt, with our level of income, with our lack of love in our life. All of those areas I just mentioned are areas that I've complained about in my life. Do you know how often I complained about I never got asked out, I never had a date, I was always only being hit on? If I got hit on, it was by 25-year-olds or 75-year-olds or married men. There would be years that I would go without a date, and I was constantly being told by people, you know, I can't believe you're single. Why are you single? I can't believe, you know, you have so much to offer. And I would bitch and moan and complain that I was always alone. And even my dad would say to me, Kelly, you know, your mom and I are going out to eat on a Friday night. This is when I lived in Chicago. And he'd say, I think of my daughter and she's sitting at home alone on a Friday night. I'm like, thanks, Dad. But the truth is, that's what I did. So I would bitch and moan and complain and tell anybody that listened, no one ever asked me out. I never get asked out. I'm always single. I'm always alone. It must just be me. How many of you have found yourself talking like that? But the truth is, you know when my life changed? My life changed when I decided in 2016. Is that when I did it? Was it 2000? No, it was 2017. I literally made a decision. I am going to meet the love of my life, and I'm going to take measures to meet him. And I started praying for what I wanted in a man every day. This will be a whole other episode. But I made a decision to work towards a goal, and I absolutely chose, okay? There's a difference between saying, that day I believed that I would meet the love of my life. Sometimes we have to choose to believe something to make it happen. You know, there's a phrase I love that says, you'll see it when you believe it. Sometimes you have to train yourself to believe something first, and then your attitude will follow, and then the results will follow. I have seen it in my own life, and let me tell you, I will record an episode on this because I absolutely manifested the love of my life, and he jokes with, or he'll kind of make fun of me a little bit because I'm like, aren't you so glad I manifested you? I manifested us, you know, because he's not as much of a, you know, manifestation guy as I am, but he also can't dispute it. It wasn't luck that we came together. When you hear our story, it wasn't luck. So I decided to do something about it. But all of those other areas, do you know how many times I hear people going, yeah, I've tried to lose weight for years, but I've tried everything and nothing works. So I just kind of gave up. I've got a slow metabolism, I guess. Or I guess it's just me. Or people talk about, you know, well, I've always hated my job, but, you know, I just know that there's no way that I could earn the money that I want and be able to quit this job because, you know, I need solid, stable income. There's no way I could do this. And I hear people saying, I can never move up at work because I've tried before. I've asked for a job. I haven't gotten it. I've asked for a raise. I haven't gotten it. I've been here 7 years. I've been passed over for raises. I'm never going to get it. You know, it must just be me. Or I've interviewed for jobs. I haven't been able to get it. You know, we go on and on and on, and we talk about all the things that have gone wrong. And then we'll say, we jump to the next conclusion, which is because these things have happened more than once in my past, therefore they'll never happen. And it's a mindset. And so many of us, you know, to give ourselves credit, we don't even realize we're there. We don't even realize how much we're making excuses. We don't realize how much we're in that, how am I going to mindset, or the next mindset, which is, I've tried everything. I'm not even going to try. Ultimately, what's happening? That last sentence I just said, I'm not even going to try. How many of you have gotten to that place where you've either said that out loud or that's what's essentially going on in your head? You know, I've been alone so long. It's been so long since I've been asked out. All of my other friends are married. Maybe you're in your 20s or your early 30s and you're like, all of my friends are married and I have had nothing but failed relationships. I give up. It must just be me because I wanted to have kids by now, blah, 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 blah. Love can happen at any time. How many of you hate your job and you want to maybe you've started a blog. Maybe you've started a joined a network marketing business in the past and it didn't work out. Maybe your blog isn't getting any traffic. And you look at all these other people who are making money as an influencer or in a network marketing business, or they've started their own, you know, online training portal and they're killing it. And you're like, lucky for them, but I've tried it. It didn't work. So I'm whatever. I guess this is just where I'm stuck. Like, have you found yourself in that place where you've just resigned yourself that, well, how could I? When you first start to be in that first phase, which is how could I? Like, for me, it was as simple as like, how could I go to, you know, 40 grams of fat? Again, I'm just making that up. Say it was, you know, I was supposed to be previously at 100 grams of fat and my dietitian said, go to 40 grams of fat. And to me, I was like, whoa. You know, here you are telling me to have coconut oil and avocado at every meal. And now this, like, how am I going to do that? If I'm having bulletproof coffee for breakfast, like that means I can't have any fat. How am I going to do it? I'm just using that as a silly little example. That's the first step of giving yourself a hall pass to not try. The second step is when you get into, well, let me just show you God, universe, my friend who's bugging me to do this or that, or whoever's nudging you to do something bigger. Let me just show you. Here's exhibit A, B, and C. These are the things that have happened in my past where it hasn't worked out for me, and therefore I'm giving myself a hall pass to even try because it hasn't worked out three times. Let me ask you this. If you went to an Italian restaurant and had a really bad plate of manicotti, would you never go to an Italian restaurant again because that Italian restaurant served you a bad manicotti? Or would you assume that was one bad experience? Heck, I might even try this restaurant again, but I'm certainly going to not eat Italian food the rest of my life. But that's what we do in our personal life. We're like, I've had a few failures, and so therefore I must always be that person that's going to always have failures. Stop giving yourself a hall pass. Stop giving yourself a reason to not try. When you catch yourself going, how am I going to? Start turning that verbiage around in your head and say, I'm going to. It's so simple. And if you're listening to this and you have your arms folded across your chest and you're shaking your head, please trust me when I tell you, mindset is everything. How you see yourself is everything. Confidence is everything. When you go forward, and I haven't read her book, but I've certainly heard about, I believe it's Mel Robbins, who had the whole Wonder Woman stance thing. You know, maybe you don't need to take the Wonder Woman stance. Again, I haven't watched that video or that TED Talk, so please forgive me. Don't bash me. It's all about believing in yourself, like fundamentally believe you've got this. Like for me, when I was having this dialogue, this inner dialogue with myself, it certainly was, I don't remember specifically what it was about, but it was around the changes I was making in my diet plan and me having this realization that I had been far too cocky with thinking I'd tried everything, far too cocky with thinking I was doing everything right and that I just wasn't experiencing success. When the truth is, I wasn't paying enough attention to detail, and that was what I needed to do in order to get what I've never had. I needed to do what I've never done. And that required for me a commitment to tracking everything I eat, and really being spot on and ensuring that I was in a caloric deficit, something that so many of us that are fitness fanatics that have been in the fitness space, we think it's just, well, of course I'm in a caloric deficit. I know what I'm eating. And so many of us, it can be some of the simplest things, but we can be sabotaging our own fat loss efforts. And that's where I realized it. And I caught myself saying, how am I going to? And again, I don't know specifically what it was, but when I immediately changed my attitude to, this is it. I'm doing this. I'm tracking the next 90 days. I will be in a caloric deficit the next 90 days. I will not stress about it. I am going to kick ass in my workouts. It is amazing. It is amazing how much your activity will reflect your attitude. Seriously. If you get up and go, this is what I'm doing. I'm tracking, you know, I used to go, and I was so led by my uncertainty. I was so led by my doubt. I was so led by my fear of, am I going to try this plan, and am I going to fail again and be embarrassed, as opposed to, I'm going balls to the wall. I am going to do this. I'm going to kick ass. No question. And not worrying about what people think of me, not worrying about anything. I'm choosing to believe in myself. It is an incredible impact when, again, you change your attitude and you change yourself and the way you see things to 100% believing in yourself, as opposed to giving yourself a hall pass. When you change your attitude, everything in your actions will change. Trust me on this. I really hope this episode was helpful to you, because this lesson has been hugely impactful to me. I feel like a different person in the last 2 weeks, seriously, just since recognizing some of these fundamental details that I had not been focusing on from a nutritional perspective, but then also just realizing where my attitude was. And this was an attitude that was permeating my business life and my fitness life. It's funny because the year, just to rewind, the year 2017, it was the middle of the year, and I was down in Florida on a trip, and I spent some time in Miami and Naples and Tampa, and I had some really impactful kind of life-changing, business-changing conversations with several people in my life, from Amy Burford to Amanda Tress to Kelly Gregorakis. I had my first ever reading from a spiritual intuit in Naples, and I just had all of these things that made me kind of step back and look at my life differently, and it really changed my attitude. And that's when I decided that summer that I wanted a different future. That was when I'd been through some really, really the beginnings of what would be 2 years of tough times in my business. But I remember saying to myself, like, I was looking at my life going, I want massive change in my love life and my business and my body. And I thought for sure that my business had to become magically successful first, and then my body would happen, and then a man would want me, because I felt I had to be perfect for a man. I always thought that the reason things hadn't worked out for me was because I wasn't perfect enough. And the universe and God taught me something different. And this will be a whole separate podcast, because love came into my life first. And I think it happened that way because I needed to be taught that being loved is not about being perfect. Being loved is not about how much money you make. Being loved is the right soulmate for you comes along who loves you for who you are at your core, not for what your revenues are on paper or your accomplishments or what your waist size is. I had to get past that. And so now is the time in my life where I'm saying, you know what? If I did that, if I was able to make a decision and fundamentally believe that I could make it happen, and I did, and I was able to, through the grace of God, manifest the love of my life that literally I pinch myself every day. I'm so happy. I've never been so happy in my whole entire life. Then why can't I do the same thing for my health, meaning my body and my business? And you just watch me, because I will. And I hope you join me. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Kellyo Solo. If you have any topics you'd like me to cover in the future, or if you have questions for me, I will have frequently asked questions shows coming up. Feel free to fill out the contact me form on my website, kellyolexa.com. You can also email me directly, kelly@kellyolexa.com, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. I sincerely appreciate you listening to the show. And of course, you know, I'm going to ask you one more time, if you would go to iTunes and review the show. Reviews help this show get seen and heard by more people that could truly benefit from this information. We're putting a lot of time and investment into this show to make it really big and really special, and that really helps us get the word out. So it's much appreciated. You guys have a great rest of the week. I hope this show made an impact on you, and I'll talk to you next time.